Joe Biden welcomes 10,000 Ukrainians at border with plans to lure more to U.S. by John Binder on April 13, 2022. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has welcomed nearly 10,000 Ukrainians at the United States-Mexico border since the beginning of February with plans to lure even more to the U.S. From February 1 to April 6, internal DHS data published by CBS News reveals that the Biden administration is increasing its so-called processing of Ukrainians at the border. Effectively, Ukrainians with no ties to the U.S. or immigration documents are set for release into the U.S. interior while awaiting asylum hearings. In addition, tens of thousands of Ukrainians have arrived on visas from February 1 to April 6. CBS News reports. Between February 1 and April 6, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, reported encountering 9,926 Ukrainians who lacked legal documentation needed to enter the country, the unpublished agency's statistics show. On April 6 alone, 767 Ukrainian migrants were processed by CBP. Emphasis added. Between February 1 and April 6, CBP also reported 41,074 legal entries of Ukrainians who had permission to enter the U.S., which can include visas the U.S. awards to short-term travelers, including tourists, or immigrants allowed to live in the U.S. permanently, the internal agency data show. Emphasis added. To entice more Ukrainians, Biden is reportedly creating a new parole program, similar to the one created for Afghans last year, that will allow nationals fleeing to arrive in American communities with only an application filed by a person already in the U.S. The program is set to be issued by Biden after his administration officials met with United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi, an advocate of global mass migration. CNN reports. The new parole program, which could start as early as next week, is expected to help people interested in coming to the U.S. and allow them to stay in the country temporarily. According to one administration official, individuals would need to have a sponsorship application filled out on their behalf by someone in the U.S. in order to come to the country. Details of the plan are still being finalized. Emphasis added. Nearly 3,000 Ukrainians entered the United States at the U.S.-Mexico border in the span of a week, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas told CBS News last week. Emphasis added. Such a program would come as reps Andy Harris, RMD, and Brian Fitzpatrick, RPA, joined a group of House Democrats in urging Biden to more quickly open the nation's borders to Ukrainians. Likewise, Soros-linked groups had been pleading with Biden to do the same. Already, Biden announced that the administration would extend the quasi-amnesty program known as Temporary Protected Status, TPS, to about 75,000 Ukrainians already living in the U.S. TPS allows eligible foreign nationals to avoid deportation for an extended period of time despite possibly having previously skirted federal immigration laws. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.